Elizabeth determinedly clung to her composure, even under the most difficult circumstances. A trying day, and feel almost worn out, though it was encouraging, too. In some measure a triumph, but 'tis a terrible ordeal. That dissection was just as much as I could bear. Some of the students blushed, some were hysterical, not one could keep in a smile, and some, who I am sure would not hurt my feelings for the world if it depended on it, held down their faces and shook. My delicacy was certainly shocked, and yet the exhibition was in some sense ludicrous. I had to pinch my hand till the blood nearly came and call on everything, but I sat in grave indifference, though the effort made my heart palpitate most painfully. Dr. Webster, who had perhaps the most trying position, behaved admirably. She was also deeply shaken by the public examination of a female patient. 'Twas a horrible exposure, indecent for any poor woman to be subjected to such a torture. She seemed to feel it, poor and ignorant as she was. I felt more than ever the necessity of my mission, but I went home out of spirits. I hardly know why. I felt alone. I must work by myself all life long. Despite such testing experiences, Elizabeth was totally engrossed with her studies and therefore infuriated when Webster asked her to withdraw from certain lectures. The professor of anatomy was in a difficult position. He had reached the reproductive system, and even the liberal-minded Webster shrank from discussing genitalia in the presence of a young woman, especially since it was his practice to enliven these particular talks with plenty of vulgar jokes and obscenities. But he had not reckoned with Elizabeth's iron resolve. She at once wrote him a letter pointing out that the study of anatomy should excite profound reverence, and that, while she readily understood the potential for embarrassment, surely, if the subject was approached in a pure and chaste manner, no medical man, whose mind, it was assumed, was already elevated and purified by anatomical study, could possibly raise objections. But, to make the situation easier for the professor, she would take care to sit at the back of the room. Finally, with instinctive political skill, she offered to stay away if it were the wish of her fellow students. Elizabeth waited outside the amphitheater while Webster read out her note, and was profoundly relieved to hear the students give their noisy assent to her presence at the lectures.